Jamie is here, like all of our guests. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Sports, sports, sports is your whole life sports. 1 minute, you're at the Dodgers game. I'm basically giving the middle finger to the Twins, too. I thought that's what, you know, hey.
They're in different divisions, Chad.
Yeah, my new division. Team made the playoffs. Twins, you're dead to me. But then you recovered because you were supporting your school and you were hobnobbing with friends and celebrities when the Gophers went to Pasadena and played UCLA. Tell me about the two events. Your Dodgers won one with the Mets now, but that was the Padres decider. So just the two classic sports venues. And then with the second one, obviously the Rose Bowl, seeing a lot of people from your home state.
Yes. So I'd like to point out that even the poll ads don't want anything to do with the Twins anymore.
That's true.
They put them for sale.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm allowed to root for the team that I've now lived in the city for like 10 years. And I hate the Yankees because of the Twins. So it all comes full circle back to Minnesota. And, yeah, the Gopher game was awesome. I met some great Minnesota fans. I got to run into some old friends like Pat Kessler and his wife, Mim, who's fantastic. I saw your old producer, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ran into a bunch of people. It was a
Hauser.
Great time.
You saw my buddy Tom Hauser.
Yes, I did. Saw Craig, who you used to work with at CCO Radio.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, ran into a bunch of people. It was like family reunion time.
I'm told, though, unless you knew them, you had security around you and said, don't get within 5 feet. True or false?
Yeah, his name's Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my security.
That would be your husband. Yeah. Okay, was that your first time to the Rose Bowl?
The funny thing is my first time seeing a football game at the Rose Bowl. I've been to the Rose Bowl. They do an amazing fireworks show at the Rose Bowl at the 4th of July. And then I actually saw Taylor Swift like 10 years ago at the Rose Bowl. And I was there for the parade, didn't go inside the Rose Bowl itself, but was at the parade, the Rose Bowl parade.
Okay, so. The Rose Bowl parade is a nationwide tradition, obviously even more in Pasadena. How are you traditionally with parades, and what did you think about that parade?
It was an amazing parade. I mean, the floats are incredible. Like, in person, like what you see on TV, it's kind of like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
Right.
You know, on TV, it looks great. And in person, it's just as cool. So
I'm not
very cool.
Normally, I'm not much of a parade person unless, you know, there's a family friend connection. But with those two, they're so detailed. There's so much skill behind it. I would love to see either one. I'm in for either one. I think it'd be well worth it.
Oh, yeah, they're both fantastic. The funny thing is both have kind of, like, just as cool events pre-parade. So, like, when I lived in New York, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, there's a lot of people who live, oh, gosh, I can't remember, maybe it's on 70th. But, you know, they line up the floats the night before. And so you go and you take pictures and people on that street host parties. And it's super fun. And then the parade itself is fun. And the Rose Bowl kind of does the same thing where they let people in and you see all the flowers and it smells amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, it's like, yeah, it's very cool.
Okay. Dodgers among the teams out in L.A., pecking order-wise. You know, this town, you lived here long enough, you know the Vikings are number one and everybody else is fighting for a distant second. Where are the Dodgers in that ranking?
Oh, it's super high. I mean, no offense, but the Angels, you know, they have not played well the last few years, and it seems like there are some diehard fans. But the pure number of fans for the Anaheim Angels, too, went down significantly when Shohei left them to come to the Dodgers.
How about compared to the Lakers?
The Lakers?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to do it that way?
Yes.
So, it was interesting. On Friday night, LeBron was there with his wife, which was fun to see him support the boys in blue. I mean, honestly, Dodgers and Lakers are pretty, they're pretty neck and neck. Two different types of crowds, you know, for sure. You get, like, a lot more celebrities at the Laker games, you know. You get a lot more family. Like, the thing I loved about being at the Dodger game, which, by the way, Doug surprised us with tickets, but last minute, very, you know, super expensive. We were up in the reserve section, which is nosebleed, but it was still such a great crowd. And what I loved about it is, like, we had Latino families behind us. I had Japanese women next to me. There was a group, you know, in front. It's just, it's such a diverse group of people that goes to the Dodger games, and lots of families. It just, the atmosphere is fun. The Lakers is a little bit more like, I feel like I have to wear, like, my nice pair of jeans and, you know, like, buy something at the game. You know what I mean? So they're neck and neck. I have to say, I've been surprised, like, the football teams out here, because there's been so much, like, this team moved and that team's no longer here and this was once the Rams. Like, the football teams out here don't get a lot of track. I know more Raiders fans in Los Angeles than I do Chargers or Rams fans.
Yeah, that's what I hear from my friends out there. Yeah, even with the Rams winning the title since they moved back there. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Yeah. Come back. I want to talk tipping. I want to talk Joker of Failure. I'm going to talk Walgreens and Disney and getting a little raunchy. Let's see if we can get to all those topics. Our friend Jamie Yuccas from CBS News with us on News Talk 830 WCCO. Right back with Jamie here. Okay, so Disney, normally people think of Disney, Jamie, like you could take your steps on there. Well, Deadpool, right, having a ton of success. Then we have Deadpool and Wolverines with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. So we now have a character experience at the theme park tied to Deadpool and Wolverine where they're telling adult jokes. In one wisecrack, Dave, you found this. Deadpool says he's been on a dating app Grindr and has seen the profile of Tony Stark. There's another one related to sex rather graphically. Dave, you and Jamie have the younger kids now. Dave Harrigan, how would you feel when you're bringing your two young girls to Disney and they also have Deadpool and Wolverine, which, by the way, I think they're funny movies. Do they have to apologize at all for their family theme? Harrigan, you first, then Jamie.
It would be nice to throw, maybe we don't need to go quite so blue. I mean, I know about the Deadpool
Not
movies.
True to the character, then.
I know about the movie, so I wouldn't bring a 7- and 4-year-old to go see that particular show, but a lot of parents might not. They might think, oh, Disney, I'm sure they've got it toned down a little bit, right?
Doesn't sound like it.
Nope.
Does not sound like it. Will they backpedal on this one, Jamie? What's your guess?
Well, so it's interesting to me because this actually came up in our household the other day. My stepson is 10. His good friend, mom, well, he was playing lacrosse, and the mom was talking to my husband, Doug, on the sidelines, right? She goes, oh, my gosh, Doug, I made a terrible mistake. I let my kid see Deadpool and his little brother, who's, like, 6, see it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I didn't realize. So I do think it's something people don't realize is, like, problematic. She was, like, mortified about it, but then was like, yeah, but they kind of found it funny, and we talked about it, and it's okay. So I don't know. I mean, I guess every family's different as to how they want to handle these things. I have to say, we let Archie watch Schitt's Creek with us. Might not be appropriate, but, like, he asks us questions about stuff then, and I don't know. Most people probably wouldn't let their 10-year-old watch it, but he finds it funny and has that kind of sense of humor already.
Walgreens, I'm sure you saw this. You talked about it today. How about they announce now they're closing 1,200 stores nationwide, trying to slash, just a minor number, $1 billion in costs. This really concerns me for areas that are not central to major cities, Jamie, right? Where it's more rural, more isolated, where, by the way, the Walgreens in your city might be literally the only one unless you drive another 30, 40, 50 minutes.
Well, and it's concerning, too, to me, right, that, like, it's one of those places that, you know, in terms of not just medication, but, I mean, that's a huge concern, but also just, like, everyday products. Like, I think about some of the small towns growing up, you know, the mom-and-pop businesses are also gone. It used to be, like, maybe you'd be able to pop into the grocery and get some stuff, but then you popped in the mom-and-pop shop and got it. But that's not the case anymore at all. So, yeah, I'm right there with you.
Okay, this one's from Royal Caribbean. They're just the tipping situation. They're acknowledging that by staying in the suites, you're going to pay another $21 per guest. So, as Dave was saying to me, he's right. It's not really a tip. That's just a part of the charge. So, Jamie Yuccas, when you're going to stay at a hotel or when you're going out to dinner, instead of getting the screen at you, and sometimes now it's, well, here are your options, 25%, 30, 35, whatever crazy number it is until you can find in the very small part of the screen, how about your own custom? Would you rather still have the option for the tipping, okay, or would you rather have just the food prices, the hotel prices, just incorporate the extra money that these businesses are assuming they're going to get from you as a tip?
I mean, first of all, can I just say tipping culture has gotten, like, insane?
Yes.
Like,
I agree.
This is one particular, and like, in this instance, if I know that I'm signing on for the suite and this is what they're thinking, then I don't have to think, I don't have to do math, fine, add it, that's fine. But, like, when I go now to a counter and, like, I'm getting my coffee myself or what, and then the screen flips around and it's asking for a tip and the person literally did nothing, I'm like, what is this? Like, how have we gotten there? And I'm somebody that, like, was a waitress. Like, I know everyone counts on tips, you know, in some of these industries, but, like, I think it's gone a little too far.
I think it's ventured way too far. And I feel like I'm a pretty good tipper. I don't think they'll put a statue up there about my tipping, but I feel like I'm pretty good. For me, I talked about Dave. One of the times, this is months ago. I'm trying to remember what store I was at. I did the self-checkout.
Yeah.
And at the end of the self-checkout, they asked me if I wanted to leave a tip.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hello?
It's crazy.
Hello? I mean, wait a second. I just got my groceries. I walked in there. The policy of this show, Jamie, is to go to self-checkout. Swagger. And you know to work the screens, okay? Swagger, know to work it. If you don't, you're out for like 6 months. I did it, and also, by the way, you can't have 400 items, and below, okay? I had my 9, 7, 6, whatever it was, and then I'm also leaving a tip. What?
Right.
What for watching me?
I know, but that, like, what does this say about our society? Like, are we not paying people enough, and we're expecting people who are getting paid well to then pick up that, or
some of
are
that.
We
yep.
Or is everything just so expensive now? Like, I don't, you know, like, I don't know. Like, how does this work out? What's the math?
Well, for the major companies, do I have a ton of sympathy? No. But there are a lot of small business owners. There are millions and millions and millions of small business owners. And the pushback is, well, you got to pay your employees more. A lot of these folks, Jamie, in whatever business, their margins are very thin.
Yeah.
So just to assume they automatically can pay their employers more, it's not as easy. It would be great. Be great if everybody was worth $5 billion. But it doesn't always work that way. And if you're a business owner, it doesn't make you the evil, bad person automatically.
Yeah, I agree.
Tell me one thing you're doing later today. One thing.
Actually, I'm on my way to lunch.
Okay.
Yeah, which is fun. And then tomorrow I'm flying to Vancouver for a little fall break. It's Doug's birthday next week, and we're going to get out of town. Doug's never been to Canada.
Mm.
And I've never been to Vancouver, so that's what we got going.
Have a great time. We'll talk next week.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Jamie Yuccas every Tuesday with us right here on CCO. Your Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time to make your home more energy efficient and get free installation labor on Infinity from Marvin Windows. What's going on with the disparity with Minnesota and Wisconsin? Regarded a lot, in this case, cannabis regulations and policies. Good guests on that coming up right past the top of the hour. That'll start with CBS and then Ari, here in the home of the Twins, CCO.